Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The tariff back and forth adding to the sell-off on Wall Street today. President Trump says he's sticking to tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, telling reporters he also doesn't believe the U.S. needs Canada goods.
We don't need their cars. We don't need their energy. We don't need their lumber. We don't need anything that they give. We do it because we want to be helpful, but it comes a point when you just can't do that.
Canada imposing reciprocal tariffs on U.S. goods, but says it does not want a trade war. No one wins. A judge ordering probationary federal employees fired under the Trump administration's sweeping cuts be reinstalled in their positions, saying the firings did not follow legal procedures. The next cutbacks could impact your mail. The U.S. Postmaster sending a letter to Congress saying the Postal Service plans to trim its workforce by 10,000 with voluntary buyouts over the next month. The Post Office has roughly 600,000 workers. This is ABC News. New York City police say they made 98 arrests today after a Jewish group and supporters protested inside the Trump Tower over the detention of Columbia University graduate student Mahmoud Khalil. The Trump administration seeking to deport him over his participation in pro-Palestinian protests on the campus last year. Demonstrators demanding his release. ABC's Aaron Kuchersky says it follows a hearing yesterday as a judge reviews whether his arrest was lawful.
Mahmoud Khalil was not here in court. He's in an immigration detention facility in Louisiana, 1,000 miles from New York, where he was pulled off the street, his attorneys say, by federal immigration agents simply because he was advocating for Palestinians. The government says he's a national security threat.
SpaceX setting a new launch date for the Starliner astronauts' return mission. The original launch scrubbed late last night over an issue with their rocket launch pad. Takeoff now set for Friday night. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Your forecast for tonight, temperatures down to the mid-40s for a low. In southeast winds 5 to 10, few clouds and a total lunar eclipse from midnight to 3 a.m. Stray shower or storm also possible during the overnight. Friday, look for partly cloudy skies and warm with highs in the mid-70s. Southeast winds 15 to 25, gust as high as 30. Friday night, lows of 47, thunderstorms arriving around 9 p.m. Some could be severe. And on Saturday, cloudy, occasional light rain, could see a change to snow in the evening, highs of 53. With winds out of the southwest at 3, it's 67 degrees.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
100.9 WRCO.
Times are strange, but time's one thing that you can't change. Love is a noun and love is a verb, and sometimes love is a dirty word. It don't matter what tomorrow brings, tonight you just need to think about one thing, and that's showing up and letting go, and maybe getting just a little out of control and saying, whoa. Might have to learn to smile through the pain. You lose a step, but you gain a friend. Might even get your break every now and then. So don't sweat it, just let it slide. And when you get on the road, baby, let it ride. You gotta get up to get down. You gotta unwind a little.
Here a turkey, there a chicken, and everywhere a duck duck. We must be talking about Chet, Feed, Seed, and Such, proud sponsor of ABC News.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
They call me Boots Good and Bobby, hometown hottie. Got a juice for all the finer things. Did you know I was a beauty queen? Been living the but I'm like turning on my dozen big high heels. But if it ain't, I get a real good deal. Hit on Levi jeans. They should put me in a magazine. Don't be jealous of my piece of style. I'm still the same as I was. Hands up in my pickup truck. Didn't really even cause them much. And even though I'm not Christian Dior, deep down I'm country couture. My breakfast at Disney's.
but we're down in the rodeo. Been living the dream and all of my bling, but underneath, yeah, it's all just for show. Head down, leave my jeans. They should put me in a magazine. Hey. Don't be jealous of my business, girl. I'm still the same as I was. Hands up in my pickup truck.
Still to come today, the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board. They will be holding their monthly regular business meeting at 5. That'll be at the Riverway Board office in Muscadet, but the meeting will also be broadcast by Zoom. For more information, you can contact Mark Cupp, Executive Director, at 739-3188 or 1-800-221-3792.
It's the 54th Annual Sales Fair at Nelson Egger Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Friday, March 14th through Saturday, March 22nd. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at Sales Fair, March 14th through the 22nd at Nelson Egger Center, downtown Viroqua.
The community is invited to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Highland, Sunday, March 16th at St. Anthony and Philip Parish. Guests will enjoy a hearty meal featuring corned beef and cabbage, turkey with all the trimmings and homemade desserts, serving from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. with carryouts available. The excitement continues with a raffle drawing at 1 p.m. offering a grand prize of $2,500. Tickets are available for $20 each or three for $50. Don't miss this chance to honor Irish heritage with great food and community fun. For tickets and information, call 608-929-7490. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Highland, Sunday, March 16th at St. Anthony and Philip Parish.
Race fans, get ready.
The Hub City Spring Opener is bringing 2 days of nonstop action to the Richland County Fairgrounds.
Richland County Fairgrounds.
Friday, May 9th. Saturday, May 10th.
Friday night, the Test and Tune Truck and Tractor Pull kicks off at 6 p.m., the earliest pull of the season. No paybacks, just pure power.
Saturday,
it's racing for everyone.
ATVs, dirt bikes, trucks, UTVs, if it rolls, it races.
Plus, the Spring Opener Show and Shine Truck Show featuring a girls-only showdown. Racing, pulling, food and drinks. One epic weekend. Don't miss it. Check out HubCityDirtDregs.com for more information.
If you need reliable and affordable automotive services, stop by Whitman's Repair Hub in Muscadet. From mechanic work to trailer repairs and welding services, they've got you covered. Whether it's routine maintenance or a big repair, their team is ready to help. Call 608-574-9252 or send a message on Facebook at Whitman's Repair Hub to schedule your service today.
Looking for great deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer on state and local municipal surplus. They offer daily auctions with a wide variety of items, including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com now before you miss today's auctions. Don't forget to like Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Happy bidding!
Home Repair Assistance. ¿Tiene una emergencia de reparación en su hogar? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin está aquí para ayudarle. Ofrecemos asistencia para reparaciones urgentes a fin de garantizar que su hogar siga siendo seguro y habitable. Desde arreglos críticos en el techo hasta mejoras esenciales en eficiencia energética, estamos comprometidos a ayudar a quienes más lo necesitan. Llama al 608-647-4949 hoy mismo para ver cómo podemos ayudarle en una situación de emergencia. Facing a home repair emergency? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help. We provide assistance for urgent home repairs to ensure your home remains safe and livable. From critical roof fixes to essential energy efficiency upgrades, we're committed to helping those in need. Call 608-647-4949 today to see how we can assist you in an emergency situation.
100.9 WRCO.
I spent a lifetime looking for you. Singles, bars, and good time lovers are never true. I'm playing a fool's game and hoping to win. I'm telling those sweet lies and losing again. And I was discover another heart looking for love. I was alone then, no love in sight. And I did everything I could to get me through the night. Don't know where it started or where it might end. I turned to a stranger, just like a friend.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
off more than I can chew. I'm letting go of a little bit of you at a time. I think I got the faith of a mustard seed to move this mountain of memory so high, high. I took another picture down. It's a little less of you just hanging around. I'm turning loose one memory at a time. And I'll say goodbye to 91. That summer was so much fun. Our love was sweet and young back then. And there goes September 92. The first time we said I love you. By now you should be easy to forget. Start out another week, 7 days trying not to speak your name. I got a self-help book from my best friend. I'll try anything if I think it'll end this pain. Every day that's creeping by is a little more hurt I leave behind. I'm getting further down the road each day. So I'll say, c'est la vie to 93. What kind of spell did you put on me? I'll never love like that again. Gonna bolt the door on 94. I can't go back there no more. Only in my dreams every now and then.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such, 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Call Chet's with all your feed and seed needs, 647-8833.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the trade war growing along with concerns. Prices could soar for businesses and consumers on goods flowing in and out of the U.S. ABC's Selena Wang at the White House, where President Trump is defending his tariff policy.
Just a reminder, a tariff is a tax, and the CEOs of huge companies, think Walmart, Delta Airlines, they're saying that people are thinking like, you know what? I don't need to go on that trip, or I don't need to buy that jacket. Overall, people are worried about being able to pay their bills. They're worried about losing their jobs. And so when people don't know what's going to happen next, they decide to pump the brakes on spending.
Two U.S. officials familiar with the matter tell ABC News as early as tomorrow, President Trump could invoke the Alien Enemies Act as part of efforts to carry out mass deportations. That act was last used during World War II to detain Japanese Americans. The U.S. apologized decades later and paid restitution. Mortgage rates edging higher this week on a home loan. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. High school boys basketball tonight includes the sectional semifinal at Prairie du Chien. North Crawford takes on Royal. Southwestern is at Evansville High School against Abundant Life Christian. And at Lancaster, Mineral Point will tangle with Darlington. Division 3, Platteville will face Wisconsin Dells at Richland Center High School. 7 o'clock tip-off time this evening. And in Division 2, Mount Horeb will play Monona Grove at Oregon High School. Marquette takes on a Xavier team riding a 7-game win streak in tonight's action in the Big East Conference Tournament. The team split 2 games during the regular season. The Golden Eagles have been almost as cold as the Musketeers have been hot in the second half of the season. Marquette has lost 6 of its last 10 games. The Jets made it official and released quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who's now a first-time free agent. And also yesterday, it was announced that the Rams had cut Super Bowl 56 MVP Cooper Kupp after being unable to find a trade partner for their former number one wide receiver. I'm Phil Nee with an update courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
Temperatures cooling down to the mid-40s for a low tonight and southeast winds 5 to 10. A few clouds with a total lunar eclipse scheduled for midnight to 3 a.m. Stray shower or storm also possible in the overnight. Friday, very warm and partly cloudy with highs in the mid-70s. Southeast winds 15 to 25. Friday night, lows of 47. And southeast winds 15 to 25. Gusts as high as 30. Thunderstorms arriving around 9 p.m. Some could be severe. And Saturday, cloudy. Occasional light rain, possibly turning to snow in the evening. Highs of 53. It is a mostly sunny 66 degrees with no precipitation. The barometer is slightly down to 29.94 and west winds are at 5. Again, it's 66 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
I don't know who is waiting for you. Keep checking over your shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. And yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Smile. I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah,
don't know I ain't to take you home with mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he sure as hell ain't. He sure as hell ain't. He sure as hell ain't.
Jordan Davis, I ain't saying here on WRCO. I can't hold it in, though. I got to tell you that Wisconsin is moving on in the Big Ten tournament after defeating Northwestern today, 70-63. So they will be back in action tomorrow as their journey continues, with our coverage getting underway around 12:30 over on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7.
Pulling out of here, probably headed for Baton Rouge. The tail lights just disappear. I tried everything within my power to get her to stay. Guess all I can do right now is get on my
tired of being blue, I'm getting over swinging thing. Count the times my heart's ached for you. There were days I didn't think I'd make it through. But I finally broke the chains that bound me to the pain. I'm getting back in the swing of things. It's time I got back in the swing of things. Right before your eyes, you're gonna see a change. I'm tired of being blue, I'm getting over you. I'm getting back in the swing of things. I'm getting back in the swing of things.
Back in the swing of things here on WRCO, country and community. Well, I'm enjoying the sunshine, and I'm hoping that it will be sticking around for a little while, although it looks like we may be in for some unpleasant weather tomorrow. We'll just have to wait and see. For now, though, it's time to hear from the Paul Harvey Program, which is sponsored today by Utter Brothers Creamery, combining a love for quality and a passion for community, creating a welcoming spot for family and friends to gather, enjoy, and make sweet memories together.
Now, the rest of the story. Al was reared in Port Huron, Michigan. He was a year late entering grammar school because of a serious bout with scarlet fever. The school he eventually attended was administered and staffed by the Reverend G.B. Engel and his wife. It was a one-room schoolhouse, and within a week, Al had plummeted to the foot of the class. The other children called him a dunce. He asked peculiar questions, his teachers said. The rest of his time, Al seemed content to ignore everything that was going on around him and draw pictures at his desk. Of course, the boy himself claimed it was all Reverend Engel's fault. And then one day he overheard the Reverend make an unkind comment about him. Addled was the word he used. Well, Al marched home and told his mother he was never going back to school, not ever. So the following morning, Mom went to school and told everybody off and turned and left. After all, they practically characterized her son as ineducable, and it didn't occur to her that they may have been right. To the contrary, Al's mother, once a schoolteacher herself, was determined to prove them wrong. So, she would see to the boy's education from here on. And that is how Al, an 8-year-old grade school dropout, after only 3 months of school, would begin to learn at home. The front porch became his new classroom. Each morning after her housework was done, Mother would join Al on the porch, and the two would begin to explore a world of knowledge. Al was only 8, remember? But by the time he was 9, he had read Gibbon's Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, and Hume's History of England, and Sears' History of the World, and Burton's Anatomy of Melancholy, and the Dictionary of Sciences. And in 2 years more, the youngster was delving into the Bible and the plays of Shakespeare, as well as the fine points of American history and ancient Greek philosophy. And yes, he did seem to comprehend everything he studied. French author Victor Hugo became a hero. The science of chemistry particularly fascinated him. And behind it all was Al's mother, his true inspiration, really the only teacher he'd ever had. Now, on the 30th anniversary of his brief enrollment in formal grammar school, Al received this letter. Dear Sir, you will remember that some years ago you attended school under my direction in Port Huron. Your father, not being very flush with money, I did not urge him to pay the school bill, but now I am almost 77 years old and am on the retired clergy list. And as you now have a large income, I thought perhaps you would be glad to render me a little aid. Truly yours, the Reverend G.B. Engel. Well, Al responded, with a check for $25. More than generous, he reasoned, for a schoolmaster who had taught him nothing at all. Whether or not Reverend Engel cashed that check, we'll never know. Surely that slip of paper would now be worth many times the amount inscribed, if only because it bears the signature of a man known in his boyhood as Al. Al the dunce. Al at the bottom of his class. Al the addled youngster with a mind only a mother could love. Thomas Alva Edison. Only now, you know the rest of the story.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
This is the story of the one. As a quality technician in a food processing center, she knows that making the right call is the best way to avoid a recall. That's why she trusts Grainger's world-class supply chain to deliver the high-quality supplies she needs to help keep her production line, her equipment, and her customers happy and healthy. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The 7th annual Red Fest Cattle Sale is coming up Sunday, March 23rd, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. This year, four family-owned cattle operations in southwest Wisconsin with decades of experience and elite Red Angus genetics are coming together to bring you 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females. The right cattle are waiting for you at Red Fest. Online at redfestsale.com. Get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. See you at Red Fest.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
It's the 54th annual sales fair at Nelson Egger Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Friday, March 14th through Saturday, March 22nd. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at sales fair, March 14th through the 22nd at Nelson Egger Center, downtown Viroqua.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello, this is Kevin Kepler, and I am running for a third term on the Richland Electric Cooperative Board of Directors. I have used my farming experience of working with co-ops and serving on several boards to help me be a confident and valued member of the Richland Electric Board. I have taken advantage of educational classes provided through Wisconsin Electric Cooperative Association to further my understanding of the electric industry so I can provide good leadership here at Richland Electric. My goal is to always provide safe, reliable, and as cost-effective as possible, electricity and services to the members and communities I represent. I would appreciate your support, and don't forget to vote. Thank you.
100.9 WRCO.
Kill the lights in the driveway. Walk into your door and kiss you in the porch light like a gentleman. Or we could chase a little magic before the sun comes up. Oh girl, there ain't no reason we gotta rush. Let's make this night move a little bit slower, girl, and take another lap around this whole town and let the radio take us where we wanna go. Get a little closer on the side of the road, somewhere where we know nobody's watching. Get this world revolving a little bit slower, a little bit slower.
I wanna see you laugh like that in the moonlight. Call every shot in the dark like a gentleman. I love it what you do to me, so let it linger on. Let your kiss fall a little bit
slower, girl, and take another lap around this whole town and let the radio take us where we wanna go. Get a little closer on the side of the road, somewhere where we know nobody's watching. Get this world revolving a little bit slower, a little bit slower, a little bit longer. Lay back, play your song, yeah. Making time freeze, make it all last. Holding on to every drop this moment's got.
So let's make this night move a little bit.
Make this night move a little bit slower,
girl, and take another lap around this old town and let the radio take us where we wanna go. Get a little
closer on the side of the road, somewhere where we know nobody's watching. Get this world revolving a little bit slower, a little bit slower, a little bit slower, a little bit slower, a little bit slower.
My phone says 12:30, but it still feels early, and I'm just calling to say, still a little spark in the neon, and a high that you left me on, ain't going away. Are you second guessing leaving so soon? Cause I'm regretting saying bye to you. There ain't no reason this night's gotta end. Tonight ain't over till it's over. I ain't giving in till the sun comes up. I'm out here wishing I can hold you, and that clock on the wall's got more than enough. Pick you up, we can pick up right where we left off. As long as the moon keeps glowing, we can keep going. No, you ain't gotta stop. Tonight ain't over till it's over.
guess I'm leaving so soon. Cause I'm regretting saying bye to you. There ain't no reason this night's gotta end. Tonight ain't over till it's over. And I ain't giving in till the sun comes up. I'm body wishing I can hold you. And that clock on the wall's got more than enough time left to kiss till the morning. You would've wanted, I could be on my way. As long as you're still awake, I'm awake. It ain't too late.
Donna Merrow, it ain't too late. And don't worry, you are still in time for our evening news. First, we'll start off with the ABC News, which is sponsored by Wilson Doran Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step toward making your building project an experience you'll never forget. This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. I'm Bo Henrichs, hoping you continue to have a great Thursday evening. It's 66 degrees at 5 o'clock.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the trade war growing along with concerns. Prices could soar for businesses and consumers on goods flowing in and out of the U.S. ABC's Selena Wang at the White House, where President Trump is defending his tariff policy.
Just a reminder, a tariff is a tax, and the CEOs of huge companies, think Walmart, Delta Airlines, they're saying that people are thinking like, you know what? I don't need to go on that trip, or I don't need to buy that jacket. Overall, people are worried about being able to pay their bills. They're worried about losing their jobs. And so when people don't know what's going to happen next, they decide to pump the brakes on spending.
Two U.S. officials familiar with the matter tell ABC News as early as tomorrow, President Trump could invoke the Alien Enemies Act as part of efforts to carry out mass deportations. That act was last used during World War II to detain Japanese Americans. The U.S. apologized decades later and paid restitution. Mortgage rates edging higher this week on a home loan. This is ABC News. In Alaska, one of the state's volcanoes is showing signs that it could erupt soon.
There are 53 volcanoes in Alaska that have